I have a message that I'd like to share with you today out of the 21st chapter of John. If you'll turn with me there, we'll start by reading just about 2.5 verses. 21st chapter of John, starting at the first verse. It says, "After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter, and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee," which was James and John, "and two other of his disciples." So if I counted right, was that seven? Seven of them. "And Simon Peter said unto them, I go fishing. And they said unto him, We also go with thee. And they went forth then at that time." Peter said, "I go a fishing." Does anyone here like to fish? I like to fish too. We live in the South, so I think I know the answer, probably with a lot of people in here. When we first moved to Louisiana, we were just moving into our place, and somebody was there helping get an appliance moved in, and I didn't know him. He looked at me and he said, "You like to fish?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I like to fish." I said, "It's not a religion with me, but I like to fish." And he said, "Well, if you like to fish," he said, "you come to the right hole. You're in the right place." You've all probably seen that two-word saying. Actually, it's more than a saying when you think about it. It's almost a message. Have you ever seen those pieces of wood? And they're used almost as a decoration. Sometimes in restaurants, I don't know, maybe you have them in your house or in a bedroom, and it just has two words. It says, "Going fishing." You ever seen that before? Going fishing? That's my message this morning. Going fishing. Going fishing. There is so much said in these two words, going fishing. And there is so much not said in these two words, going fishing. It doesn't say what you're going to be going from. I mean, if you're going. And maybe it says gone fishing. Is that the way those things normally say, gone fishing? Maybe that's what it says, gone fishing. We'll write that. Maybe that even speaks to it better. Gone fishing. If you're going to be gone from something or gone fishing, it necessarily means that you've left something, doesn't it? If you're gone, gone from what? But this doesn't say what you're leaving. It just says you're gone fishing. It also doesn't say where you're going fishing. It doesn't say what you're going to be fishing for. There's a lot about that it doesn't say. It doesn't say why you're going fishing. It just simply says you're gone fishing. Well, there's a whole lot of reasons why people go fishing. One is there's something drawing about fishing, and I do. I like to fish. There is an element of suspense to fishing, because you really don't know what's under the water always. Now, if you just dug a hole in your backyard and you filled it for the garden hose, you probably have a pretty good idea what's in there. But if you go out to some of these waters, you don't really know what's in there. And so there's this element of suspense and excitement, some mystery of the waters. And you don't know what's going to come up. You don't know what you might pull in. And I suppose that maybe that's one of the reasons why people will spend hours fishing and catch almost nothing. Because what if, just what if, on that next cast, it's exactly what you've been looking for? Just maybe. When you're fishing, and you don't know what's lurking right under the surface, your imagination, the hope of catching something can be stirred by your imagination as you look at those unknown waters. Trophy of a lifetime. The answer. What you've been fishing for your whole life. It just might be right there. And other times, people go fishing and it doesn't really have anything to do with fish. Sometimes we go fishing because we just simply want to be gone. Sometimes we just simply want to try to get away from whatever it is that we've been involved with. Sometimes we're just trying to capture some peace and some quietness. Maybe we want to go and enjoy the beauty of God's creation that is out there. And that's important to do that. It's important to get away. There's a lot of reasons why people go fishing. Well, my interest this morning goes, as you might suspect, goes beyond the sport of fishing. This morning, my attention has been captured with this fishing story and what transpired and what it speaks to us regarding spiritual things. Simon Peter said unto them, I'm going fishing. And all the others, there were six others of them, and they all said, we're going too. We're with you. And so they went and they entered into this ship and it sounds like they immediately caught nothing. All night long, they immediately caught nothing. And when morning came, Jesus was standing over on the shore and they didn't know who he was. He didn't reveal himself to them, but he asked them, in essence, he said, hey, y'all, did you catch any fish? And they said, no. Have you ever been fishing and somebody comes along and you have no idea who they are? And it's a common thing to say. Did you catch anything? Too often I have to kind of hang my head. No. Not much. One. Maybe nothing. And their response to Jesus was, no. We haven't caught anything. Presumably they came up empty from what it was that they were trying to seek. And I have a question today. Question for all of us. What are you fishing for in life? I know that I'm not on a street corner somewhere preaching to people who profess not to know Jesus. I know we're in church this morning. People here are here for good reason. We're here because we love the Lord. We want to serve Him. We want to be Christians. But still, what are you fishing for in life, really? And where are you fishing? Where are you throwing your line in? What is it that you're trying to catch? What's your purpose today in life? Well, we hadn't been to Louisiana very long, and I was at work one day, and somebody came by my office and said, hey, Rod, would you want a fish plate? We're getting some. The guy has a fish plate. You want one? Well, we ate fish in Oregon, but it was different. People didn't just bring fish plates into work. I mean, that just sandwiches, but fish plates just wasn't just a real common thing to be. In fact, I don't ever remember having a fish plate all the years I worked in Oregon. And they asked me, would you like a fish plate? And I said, well, yeah, sure, I like a fish plate. What is it? Is it like halibut or cod? And when they finally stopped laughing at me, and I realized what it was I had just got finished saying, you could fish for a long time in these local waters, and you're never going to catch halibut. You're not going to catch cod, I don't think. I haven't found those waters yet. You can go outside and put your pole, put your line in the water, and fish and fish and fish, and you're not going to catch those fish. And yet, today, all around us, people are doing everything they can to catch fish that means something in waters where there is no fish, that satisfy what it is they're looking for. People are fishing for the wrong things in the wrong places. Sometimes we as Christians, we fish for the wrong things in the wrong places. Sometimes we are fishing for the right thing, we're fishing for it in the wrong place. And all of the while, people that are gone fishing and they're at the wrong hole. According to the guy I talked to, he said, I came to the right hole if I want to catch fish. But there's a lot of people that are at the wrong hole for what it is they're trying to catch in life. Christians, people that love the Lord, and the Lord wants them to grow in Him. And yet, if we're not careful, we can make decisions on our own what we need to fish for. I decide what I need to fish for and where I need to fish for it, and I can spend my life away fishing for the wrong things in the wrong places, and all the while not redeeming the time, the uncertain time that I have to get a hold of the thing that matters the most. And that is to have a life that is ordered by the Lord. We talked about last Sunday and directed by our friend Jesus. Do you know, I can go into my backyard and cut and dig a pond and take my garden hose and fill it up, and then get my fishing pole out and have the best bait. Put salmon eggs on the end of it. Salty salmon eggs. We used to use that. We fished for steelhead or salmon. Salmon like salmon eggs. And I could throw that in the water. And in fact, I could dress like the epitome of what of a fisherman would look like. I could put on all the right clothes. I mean, I'm a fisherman. I could have the fisherman's hat, fisherman's shirt, maybe some fishing magazines off to the side. I'm a fisherman. But if I'm fishing in a man-made hole in my backyard, it doesn't matter what I do, I am not going to catch salmon that are just coming in from the ocean. Isn't going to happen. I can fish my life away and become very disappointed. I look like a fisherman. I'm using the bait that I thought I was supposed to use. I've got everything I'm doing. I'm throwing it just exactly right. And I focus my attention on all these little things that seem so right to me and what other people have told me. And yet, I never seem to get on the end of that line what it is that I'm searching for. You ever been there? I want to speak a few moments personally, and And I hope the young people that are here, young married couples, pay close attention. This is my testimony. I remember when I was a teenager, an older teenager, and I remember sitting in church, I believe it was a Wednesday night, still have a very vivid memory of it, and I was taking it all in, and I was saved. I was living for the Lord. I wanted to live right. But it seemed like life was all out ahead of me. Had a lot of decisions to make, and I was young and had a lot of energy and a lot of ideas, and I mean, life was out there. And I sat there in prayer meeting just kind of looking around, listening. And I thought, can I really live this way my whole life? Can I live saved my whole life through? And what might I be giving up? It seems like there's so much out there to fish for. Seems like there's so much opportunity, and if I live for the Lord, what maybe am I giving up? And is there a way maybe that you can customize it a bit? Maybe there's a way to kind of have both. And I remember thinking about that. And you know what? I never, ever came up with a good answer on a better way. I'm in my 50s now, and I have still never have come up or seen a better answer than casting your lot with the Lord Jesus Christ and being willing to put Him first in your life and follow the one that is the very essence of life. Jesus is not out there trying to strip us of all things good. If you're a young person here, it may feel like that all the fun stuff is out there. And this is just, the enemy can tell us, this is just the way of sacrifice. This is just the way of a simple-minded people who haven't got a vision of really what's all out there in life. I've got a vision of what's out there in life. I've lived long enough, and I've lived close to people that have had the resources to go do whatever they want to do. And I want to tell you today that there is no better way. You know what? It's the best decision I ever made. Say, I'm going to live for the Lord. I'm going to cast my lot with Him. I have no regrets. It's the best way. You won't have any regrets either if you choose this way. There's a lot of places out there to go fishing. A lot of places to be gone from all kinds of things. Oh, the responsibility and the accountability and having to live a certain way and not just being able to just kind of free flow. You can just be gone from some of that and go fishing. The promise of all of the things that surely must be right under the surface of the water, right within my grasp, if I just go after it. It's not there. Oh, maybe for a season, there's some pleasures. But the seasons pass, and the consequences often live on for your whole life. In the 6th chapter of John, when there was many disciples were following Jesus, and Jesus began describing to them what was involved with being a disciple of the Lord. And He told them, He said, if you want to follow Me and if you want to be My disciple, He said, you're going to have to take on, in essence, who I am. Be like Me. Follow My example. Walk in My footsteps. Partake of who I am. And it said that when He got done talking, it said that there were many that turned away and walked no more with Him. But I've wondered, turned away to what? Where did they go? Where did they head? Just gone fishing maybe. That's where they went. They didn't really understand the waters they were going to fish in. They really didn't understand what really was under the surface of whatever waters they were going to go throw their line into. Just gone fishing to a place that looked like was maybe put you more at ease. Again, maybe less accountability. Maybe more of the pleasures that appealed to the senses. But looking for what? Do you know what we all want in life? Every single one of us, what we really want in life is we want to feel at peace. We want to experience fulfillment. That's what all of us want. And that's what all of us are searching for. And there is the promise of all of these things out there that promise fulfillment. And it's the answer. And it's what you've been looking for. And it is it. You just need to go fishing. You just need to get gone from whatever you're doing right now because it's just right out there. In what pond? In what body of water? It doesn't exist. I'm here to tell you it doesn't exist. Why do I know that? Because we are created by God. And God put within us a desire to be filled with what only He can fill us with. And His desire is that we come to the place where we recognize, I need something more than what I have had in life. I need to experience something more and get to the place where we realize, Lord, I don't have it in of myself. Lord, I need You. I want You. Lord, would You come and fill me up? Lord, would You give me a peace that I can't find in the world? And that's what Jesus said He came to bring. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He came to bring us that we're searching for. And yet so many of the disciples turned away and followed Him no more, and the Bible doesn't say where they went. It doesn't say what happened to them. It doesn't say what they had in their minds on where it was they were going to, just that they turned away to go fishing. It doesn't say that, but in essence, gone fishing. Fishing for something besides being a follower of Jesus Christ. And Jesus turned to the ones that were left, and He said, are y'all going to go too? There's a whole bunch of them leaving. That's where the masses are. They're gone fishing. They're out exploring. They're out doing everything they can to find that thing that's going to satisfy better than anything else. That the masses are out there. And there's a multi-billion dollar industry of advertising that advertises so much and delivers so little, but they don't tell you that. So many gone fishing, and the Lord turned to the few that were left and said, are you going to go too? And this time Peter got it so right. Peter didn't always get it so right in what he said. This time Peter got it oh so right. Peter said, to whom shall we go? Peter might have thought the same thing. He might have looked out there and thought, this looks like a hard saying, Lord. I don't know. But then he began maybe to think about it. Okay, if I leave the Lord, if I don't follow Jesus Christ, and I turn from Him and decide to walk away, where am I going to go? Where am I going to head? What's out there? What's going to be better than truth and life? And he realized there wasn't anything, and he didn't know where else could go. So he said, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. You are the one, Lord, that has what it is that I'm searching for. And so this morning, a most critical and pertinent question for every single one of us. Yes, to the saved. Where are we going? Where would we go? What ponds are we fishing in today? What is it that we're looking for? What is our location in life? Do you ever just stop and ask yourself, what am I doing? I do. So he's like, what am I doing? Is this of any value? What am I searching for? What am I trying to accomplish? Where should I turn? If you want to know where you are this morning, look up to the light of Jesus Christ. He is our lighthouse. The Lord is our lighthouse, and He wants to help us understand which way to turn. He wants us to see the light. He wants us to understand what meaningful purpose is for us. He wants to get us out of darkness. He wants to establish our feet. But too often we look to our own selves. Too often as Christians, we fish in our own pond. Do you know that we do that as Christians? As Christians, we go out and we fish in ponds that represent no change. Because it's comfortable. We fish in ponds of familiarity. We fish in ponds of our own wisdom and our own understanding. We give our lives to those things that seem to maximize comfort. Did you know that life often is found in places that are not familiar, that require change, and that always are not the most comfortable? And that's why the Lord says, trust me, follow me. It may not be familiar, may require change, might not be the most comfortable, but I am life, and I want to give you something that's meaningful and helpful and important to you in life, something that'll get you through to the end. Someone told me the other day, sometimes we try to have faith in our own faith. You know what I'm saying? I need to have faith in my faith. How about looking to the Lord? How about having faith in who He is? How about trusting in His ability to lead and guide your life? How about looking up and saying, Lord, what would Thou have me to do? Where would You have me to fish? What would You have me to fish for? What's most important to me in life? A lot of times in life, we spend our time and our days looking and trying to solve the problems that we believe are most adversely affecting us, taking away our comfort, putting us in a non-comfortable zone, unfamiliar places, and we try to readjust it back to where we're comfortable and we feel good and everything is okay, and the Lord may be saying, I'm trying to take you exactly where you need to be. I don't want you to be comfortable right now. I don't want it to be familiar surroundings. I want you to be outside of your comfort zone. I'm leading you to a better place. May God help us look up and recognize that the Lord so many times has rivers of living water that He wants to bring us to, if only we would be willing. There's a story of Zacchaeus that we all know about, a man that felt like it looked like he had it. He had wealth and he had means, but he got to a place where he realized, I don't have it. I need something more. And instead of just hearing about Jesus and trying to make changes based on what he heard. He wanted to go see Jesus for himself. And so he went and he did whatever it was he had to do, and he climbed a tree. And that day Jesus came to his house and they sat across from each other, and by the end of the day they both went away with smiles on their face. Zacchaeus, a changed man, because he began to fish in different waters. There was a man named Bartimaeus who was blind and he couldn't see, and he was standing on the roadside and he heard about this man called Jesus that could satisfy, and Jesus began to walk by and he began to call out to him because he wanted to have a one-on-one interaction with Jesus, and he ran into all these voices that tried to quiet him down, just like the voices today that try to quiet us down. The Lord begins to deal with your heart, begins to deal with you in your life, and all these voices come in and say, just be quiet. Just stand back. Just get back where you belong. Get back to where it's familiar for you. Get back into your own comfort zone. You don't really need change. You know how you're accustomed to how it is. Just quiet down. Bartimaeus wouldn't have any of it. Said he cried louder, whatever it took to see Jesus. And Jesus stopped what he was doing. He said, bring them to me. And that day he left with sight in his eyes. There was a woman that did everything she could to help herself and her body. Looked everywhere she could and could not find help. And one day she said, I'm going to go see Jesus. And so she went to find Jesus, to fish somewhere else, to look for satisfaction somewhere else. And she found Jesus close by, but when she got close to him, there was a press around him where it looked like she couldn't get to him. Folks, there is a press that comes between us and the Lord. Whenever you try to go find Jesus, there's always spirits that work against us in our endeavors to get a hold of Jesus. When she got to the press, she pressed through the press and touched Jesus and found healing and went away a changed woman. There was a lame man that came to see Jesus that needed help. But when he got to the place that where Jesus was, the door was plugged up with people. Couldn't get in. Could have said, well, I tried. I tried to come to Jesus. I tried to do what I knew was right. I heard that's what I was supposed to do. I tried to do what I was supposed to do. But alas, it didn't work. And so I guess I'll just go home. I tried. People do that all of the time. This man, no. They went up on the roof and cut a hole in the roof and came down before Jesus, and he went away that day a well man with his sins forgiven and able to walk. There was a thief on the cross that was at his end. Nowhere to turn, nothing to do. And he began to fish in different waters. And he looked over and he told Jesus, Lord, would you remember me this day in your kingdom? And Jesus looked on him with love, as he looks on you with love today. And he said, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. I want to encourage everyone here this morning that the Lord would like to speak peace to your hearts and to your souls. Assess the road that we're on. Ask yourself what it is you're fishing for. Where are you trying to fish? Have you come up empty? Did you know that as Christians, sometimes we fish and we come up empty? Done a lot of fishing, figuratively speaking, and I've come up empty a lot of times. Sometimes it's because I'm looking in the wrong places. We look to ourselves too much, our own strength, our own wisdom, the way that seems right unto us. And the Lord would have us to be still and know that He is God and lift up our eyes. He doesn't want us to just wander out the door and just be gone fishing, to get away from the troubles that are at our back, for the promise of what potentially is out in front of us. Because a lot of times what happens is one disappointing pawn leads to the promise of another. And if we're not careful, we can live our whole lives until one day the sun goes down and the Lord comes back and calls our names, and we just have what we've caught in the bodies of water that the Lord never led us to in the first place. Today, I want to be gone following Jesus. Jesus said unto them, "Have ye any meat?" And they said, "No." And he said, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find." And they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. This is more than a story. This represents the reality of what Jesus Christ came to do, not just for the unsaved, but for the saved. Sometimes we can plateau in our Christian experience. Sometimes it can feel like that we've run out of growth in our Christian experience. It's not that we're not saved. And yet we go back to the same waters. We go fishing again, hoping. And the Lord wants to call us and say, "Have an idea. Be willing to go somewhere that's not familiar. Be willing to go somewhere that may not be comfortable. Be willing to go outside of your comfort zone. Be willing to change. I have rivers of living water that I want to give to you. Let's seek to cast our nets in a way that is ordered by the Lord." May not always make sense to us, probably didn't make sense to the disciples. They were fishermen. And you know, the end of this story is that he called them to a different place to fish. Called them to fish for something besides what they were fishing for. And if we're willing to do that today, we can find purpose and peace and certainty in Jesus Christ. He's the answer. This morning, let's be challenged that it can be said of all of us, not just, "Where's Rod? He's gone fishing," with all of those unanswered questions, but rather, "He's gone following Jesus Christ. Pray for me, I want to be true."